We are on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. We have one Taisvis on the previous sugya. Taisvis says, "Hava Amina Tza Lechudei." The Gemara says, "I would have a Hava Amina that the Miut." And it says, Ish ba'amisai, v'leisher ba'amisai, that is only a miyut on tzar. Yesh sforim, begarsi, tzar u'boishes. These two, there are no, there's no chesor and mamin. So Mela, I would think, and that, there was nismayit, ish ba'amisai, v'leisher ba'amisai. We mentioned yesterday, Ish ki yitain mum ba amisoi, the Rabbi Nechanamo says mum means that it was tzar. And kasha osa ken ye osa loye would seem in Teres Koinim, it's going on boishes. So I would think the miyut, that shoyer ba amisoi is put as only on tzar or boishes, that there's no chesoren moment. Avoripi v'sheves loy, but Ripi Visheves, I would think that Tasher does pay Ripi Visheves. So that is why the Chachamim hold that we need this miut. Kamishpot Hazeh Yeyosaloi, Hazeh is coming to be Memayit, that just like Sher B'Sher, there's no Ripi Visheves. So who adin by Sher B'Odom? The imtaima. So Taisvis asks, Mehechi Taisiv Delaisivlai. Why do I need a miut to tell me you don't pay Ripi Visheves? Imikal Vachayma the Odom, if I would learn how to, because the Emerson Tashlume Ripi Visheves are, this is written by Odom. So Mehechi Taisi, that a share should pay Ripi B'Sheves. Now say, I'll make a Kal V'Chaymer. The Odom She'enei Mishalem Kaifa, I'll make a Kal V'Chaymer. Madach Odom She'enei Mishalem Kaifa, Mishalem Ripi B'Sheves, share She'Mishalem Kaifa, and Adin She'Mishalem Ripi B'Sheves, and that's why I need a meal. So Taisi says, I have a pich on the Kal V'Chaymer, Madach Odom She'Mishalem Ta. So we see that Odom is more chomer than Sheol. So why do you need a special miut to be memayit Sheol from paying Ripi V'Sheves? I have no mekor to learn out that there should be a chiv tashlumim of Ripi V'Sheves by a Sheol. So why do you need a miut? V'yashloimed le'shayich be'pilche. So Taisu says, there's no pilche to ask that you can learn out share from Adam. The Maidach Siv Ba'adam Shemishalem Ripi V'Sheves Eini Elegili Milse Ba'alme Shekol Zechoshiv Nezik. That's how I would understand. The Torah tells us by Adam, the Azik Adam, that all he chose that arose through the Hezik, another master pay. And this goes into Tashlumei Nezokin. This is Tashlumei Nezokin. There's doctor bills, there's unemployment. All these things are Tashlumei Nezokin. The Nezik Metzina Behegi B'Trosh Asher Misham. That I know. That in Ben Yigach, in Bas Yigach, so Kamishpat Hazeh Yeyoso. So you pay Tashlumei Nezik. So I would think that this is a Gilui. The Ripi and Boishes, Ripi and Sheves, that's written by Odom, the Azik Odom, that's a gili that this falls into the category of Tashlumei Nezokim. Skamash Melon, the Miut, Al Kaponim, I have here a Miut, that Asher does not pay Ripi and Sheves. Zot the Mishnah Vaita. Asher Shove Mone, Shenogach Sher Shovem Messiah. We're speaking about a Sher Tam. Be'ein Anevele Yofiklum. So the Hezik was Mamish Mosayim Zuz. Neitolas HaShe'er. So the Nizik takes the She'er, that's called Chatzi Nezik. Neitolas HaShe'er, the Trashi Dahainu Chatzi Nezik. So the Gemara says, Masnisen Moni, our Mishnah is going, Rabbi Kiva is going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Sanya, we learned about Raisa, Yusham HaShe'er Bebezden, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael says that the She'er is evaluated in Bezden to see how much the She'er HaMazik is worth. Rabbi Kiva Oima Huchlat HaShe'er. Rabbi Kiva holds that the She'er belongs to the Nizik. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Yusham She'er HaMazik Bebezden. We evaluate how much the She'er HaMazik is worth in Bezden. V'yitein loy mazik mois d'mei asher. And the mazik is mechuyev to give him money. The value of the She'er. Shehu chatziniskai. That means he doesn't pay more than the value of the She'er HaMazik. ובשווה מונה שנוגח לשווה מוסיים, ואין הנבי לשווה כלום כמיירי. If it says in Rabbi Kiva, Yusham, he should give him the value of the She'er, or Yuchlat HaShe'er, so that's mustama the case, that the She'er was worth Chatzi Nezik, and it's either Yusham or Yuchlat. B'mai komiflegi. What is the Shairish of the Machloikes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Shmuel Sovar Bal Chayfu. Rabbi Shmuel holds the Nizik is a Bal Chayf. Zeratos Rishash. Bal Chayf means the Amalka, not a Loivim. So the Nizik is a Bal Chayf. That means he's Toiveya, the money that the Baal HaShe'er Osim. V'zuzi hu demasik bei, and he's teveya money. V'Rabbi Kiva sovar shutfininu. And Rabbi Kiva holds, no, there's no tvias moment from the Baal HaShe'er. No, automatically, the nizik becomes a shutif in the Guf HaShe'er. He becomes a bailim in the Guf HaShe'er. I'm not moaning from you, I get a bailus in the Guf HaShe'er. Ukamiv legi bahaikro. And the machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, originate from this posik. How to learn pshat in the posik. It says in the posik, umochu es HaShe'er achai, v'chotzu es kaspoi. They sell the She'er, and they divide the value of the She'er. In this posik, Gamas HaMeshiach Tzun. In this posik, there's later a Mishnah that explains, this posik is speaking about that the She'er HaMazik was worth Masayim Zuz, the She'er HaNizik, and the Pasha, the Kamin, the She'er HaNizik was also worth Masayim Zuz. And then, if you split up the value of the She'er HaMazik and the She'er HaNizik will come out, each one lost Chatzi Nezik. That's how it will come out. So, Rabbi Shmuel Sova, now who is this Umachu? Who's selling the She'er? So Rabbi Shmuel holds, Lebeidine komaze rachmone. The Posik is speaking to Bezdin that they should sell the She'er. Rabbi Kiva Sova, Lenizik umazik maze lehu rachmone. And Rabbi Kiva holds, that the posik is speaking about who the nizik or mazik sell the She'er. So let's elaborate a little. We're speaking about a She'er shavah masayim, she'izik a She'er shavah masayim, and it would come out that they would be shutvim, let us say, let's say the Hezek was Masayim Zuz, which is not the case of the Pasuk, but just for practical purposes. See, if a She'er Shavah Masayim, Shenogach a She'er Shavah Masayim, And then the Mele is worth nothing. So, Umochu es Asher Achai. So you sell the Asher Achai. But before selling it, so what should be? So the dividing the Asher Achai, which is Masayim Zuz, so it means that from this Asher Achai, the Nizik gets 100 and the Mazik remains with 100. That's, in other words, the Nizik got paid Chatzi Niskoi. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Now, let us just say for practical purposes that the Rivah, the Tesis of Ben Peretz brings down a Rivah, perhaps this will be, we'll understand this a little better. Let's say if these two people, the Mazik and the Nizik, theoretically could be Shutvim in the Shur, but these two don't want to be Shutvim. These two, to own a Shur b'Shutvim, they don't want. So, what is the next alternative? So they won't be Shutvim. So we can say one of two things. Umochu es Asher Achai. So Bezdin will sell the, this is how the Rivah says Pshat, so Bezdin sells the Chelek, which the Nizik is entitled to get from the Shoyer, to the Mazik. So okay, you don't want to be Shutuf with him, fine. So give him $100. So Bezdin is selling the $100 Chelek, which the Nizik would be entitled to take. I'd like to mention one vote, which I think is important to know now. There's a Raivit that says this, and could be Rashi also holds like this, we'll see later. The Raivit says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we had in Rashi, the Balchoy, he can, he owes him money, he can pay him money. Fine. But the right to pay him money is mukbul. Watch out, it's mukbul. That means you come to Bezdin. Bezdin shuts up the shoyer. The shoyer is, let's say, worth $100. Or to the case of the Mishnah, the shoyer is worth $100. As it was $200, he owes him $100. So Bezdin asks right away, Rabbeinu Hamazik, you want to pay him the $100? So he wants to give him the $100, because of Godel. We'll give him the $100. If he starts hoing and heeing, so Bezdin doesn't make an asik out of it, so Bezdin takes the share here, Abnizik, here's the share, you keep the share. That means Bezdin, this is not like all chayvis. All chayvis, you owe money, and then we'll go, and we'll look for your kakois. All asik till Bezdin, this is a 1-2-3 affair. We found out how much the share is worth, we know how much you have to pay, either give money, or he takes the share. That is the he has a right, we'll see later, it's an apoitiki, he has a right to be goyve from the shoyer, but you have a right to pay money, but it's other. Either you give the money, or he gets the shoyer. So, umochu es asher achai could mean that Bezdin sells it, is selling it to the mazik. That means, listen, he has a right to take it from the apoitiki, if you want to give money, umochu will sell a Bezdin goyve. We'll sell you his schus, and you give money. You have a right to give money. So that's a Bezdin koi. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not a schus that he has to take the shoyer. It's his shoyer already. So Bezdin is out of the picture already. It's these two are shutfim already. So if these two do not want to be shutfim together, so Omachu, so the only eight is, so you both of you, you'll sell, both of you, you need the Mazik and the Nizik, will sell the shirt. Bezdin, I mean, he's a Bailam on it already. Here, Bezdin sells it to the Mazik in order to avoid that it should become, if you don't want to give money, so there will be a Gvir right away from the Guf HaShir. Al Koponim, so Rabbi Shmuel says, Sovel Abedinne Kamaze Rachmone. It's going on Bezdin, that before they're machleted to the Nizik, they get money from the Mazik for the Shoyer. Rabbi Kiva Sova l'nizik u'mazik mazul l'achmona. No, it's the shir ha-mazik automatically with the hezik belongs to the nizik, and if it's worth more times, it belongs to the mazik also. So if they don't want to be shutim, they have to both sell it together. Let us see what Rashi says. Yisham sher amazik bebezin, vitan lai mazik mois demei hasher, he can give him then money, shuchatzi niskei b'shav emonem, shenagel l'shav emesayim ben adbel l'shav eklum kamayim, that's so you evaluate how much a sher is, and that's how much he gives them. Huchlat hasher, asher atzma yikach. Ulekamon meforish mai binayu. What's the difference? So kan shayla ben, that's the difference. If does it belong to the nizik, or doesn't it be, can he give him money? What's the shayla? So it's a pellet, the taser ben a peretz brings down this kasha from the Rivo and Rashi, and therefore he says a different pshat. So let us remain with the kasha, but it's takke very mogna. After we say it's yuchlat, it's his, or yushan, he gives alik v'mois. L'kam and porich, my benayu. That's the chilek. The chilek is, if b'shas the tashlumim, can he give him, become him a salik b'zuzi, or can the nizik take the shirt? Shut v'ninu. Rabbi Kiva Shutvaninu Bahu Sher the Mishtoi Bekro, the Sher that the Posik is speaking about, Shavino Rachmon Shutvan. So the Nizik and the Mazik are Shutvim in the Sher. Okro Mishtoi Bishova Masayim, Shinogat Roshova Masayim, Klesamba Masnisen, Zeu Sher Haomer Betoire. Hilkach, Hocho the Mazik Eine Shov Elamonem, Neutelas Asher. So therefore he takes the Sher, there's no Shutvis. Belongs completely to the Nizik. So, Al Kaponim, so what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara asked, Masnisen money, Rabbi Kiva. Because the Mishnah says, Neitelas Asher, he takes the Sher. Weiss, there is no other alternative. He takes the Sher. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there is an alternative. If he can give him the money for the Sher, he can be Misalik Bezuzi. So the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara asks, "My benayu, so what's the difference?" So Ben Mishnah Taisa starts off by saying, "I have a matzamim, though my yochel esalke, my yochel esalke." That's kufa. Taisa mentions, "What's that going to the old nafkaminas?" Okay, so this is a person. This is a horror. So the Gemara says, "Hikdishai nizik ike binayu." If the nizik was magdish to shayr before hamoda bedin, is the hekdish chal? According to Rabbi Kiva, with the hezik he became a bailam on the shayr, so he can be magdish as chaylik. According to Rabbi Shmuel, before Amadu Bedin, the Sher belongs to the Mazik. So the Hegdish of the Nizik is worthless. Hegdish ay Nizik ike b'nai Rabbi Shmuel loy kodesh loy, Rabbi Kiva kodesh. Boy minei Rove me Rav Nachman. Na Rove, klar de shaylechom Rav Nachman. Mochoy Mazik l'Rabbi Shmuel. What is the din if the mazik sold the shoyer before Hamad Bedin? Before Hamad Bedin, he sold the shoyer. Mal. Even the Omar Rabbi Shmuel bal choyfu bezuzihu the mazik bay. Rabbi Shmuel said such a lotion. He owes him money. Bezuzihu the masik bay, so he sold the share, so what is the share? I owe you money, I'll sell the share. So macho, it's sold. Oy dilma, kiven de mishabed leile nizik, but since it's mishubed le nizik, lav kol kemine. So you can't sell it. So what does Rashi say? Kiven de mishabed le, di le yohiv le domi, because he won't give him money, and we mentioned the Raivitz right away, this is not, we're not going to have the chuyim. If you don't give him money, shokele le shayr, the rachmone shibdi nele, the Torah said, if you don't give money, he takes the shayr. So memele, so lav kol kemine to sell the shayr. Perhaps this is different than every shibud. Every shibud, pshat is, let's say, a loive sells a karka to the lekuchas. So, the karka is meshuba to the malva. What does that mean, the karka is meshuba to the malva? The malva is a schus, ligvois karka zu. It's a schus to be given the karka. Nichsi de inish inun arevile. Rashi says in Bob Metzia, that the lomdus of Shibuda deraisa is, because when a malva lent money, he was relying on the karka. What if the labor won't pay? So, he has karkois. So he was relying on the karka. So the karka was an orev for the chayv. He was the orev. The whole chayv came about because the malva relied on the karka. Nichse de inish in an areven bay. So, fine. So now when I come to Mon from the Loive, and the Loive doesn't pay me, so I go to the Yorif. So I'm Goive from the Yorif, like it's a Gviye from the Yorif. So there could be, so we understand, it's a Mechire, when the Loive sold the Karka to the Lekuchis, it's sold. But now I have a Schus Gviye from the Yorif, I have a Schus Gviye from the Yorif. Over here could be it's worse. It's not pshat. It's pshat is the din of, we mentioned before, the raivet. That means there's a din of migufay mishalim. It's not stamazayin. It's not a din of nichseidin isharevla. You can be goyver from the yore. You have a right to be misalik bezuzi, but if you're not misalik bezuzi, it's an apoitiki, and he is a schus gviyah from this. So it could be, it's stronger than a shibud. It's stronger than a normal shibud. So that means I have this bailus, or I have a bailus already in this shayr, that if you don't pay me, it best makes me mine. Don't have to make this, a bazunder gviye. That is my bailus already. So you don't have any right to sell it. I have already a bailus. Could be this is better than every shibud. Shibud is regoive from the kalka. So good. Kozma would not give it sold, because it's called mochay mocho. Here pshat is, that already is fixed into the shayr, that you could be misalik bezuzi, but if you're not misalik bezuzi, it becomes mine. Miguve mishalim, it's mine. So it could be you can't sell it. Already, I have already a bailus in the shayr. Kivin, so that's what Rashi says, di lo yoiv le domi shokile le shayr. The Achmon is shibdi nele, so it's his share. You take from the share. So memele, so it's, he is already a bailus in the share. And the condition you won't give money. She can't sell it. Omale eine mocha. She says, tak eine chanami, he can't sell it. He is a bailus in the share, so he can't sell it. Vosanya mocha e mocha. We learned a barai, so you could sell it. You could sell the share. So the Gemara says, Choyse v'goyveyo, but he takes it back. The Nizik takes back the Sheir from the Lekeach. So the Gemara says, M'chiyach is Choyse v'goyveyo, Loma mocho. So that means he has a right to take it back. The minute you don't, you're saying you're not being Mesalik Bezuzi, so he takes it back. That means it was never yours to sell. The minute you're not up to paying for it. Is lama mocho, so what is it sold for? So what did the lekeach acquire?
So the Gemara says, L'ridye. Let's see Rashi. V'sanye mochay mocha. We learned that you could sell it. The mazik could sell the shale. Omalai, yeah, he could sell it, but the minute with Toiveya, the like, the mazik, and he doesn't pay, it's chayzeh v'geveyu nizik milikech, then you take it, so the mele, it was never yours to sell if he won't pay. So the Moshe, so what's that it sold? L'ridye. Shimchorash boi loikeach, einoi noisin demei acharisha l'nizik. That if the loikeach was chayrish with it, that means, now let us, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Rashi. According to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds Yusham Asher, so Lemaise, before the Baal Asher gets the ultimatum, either pay or the share is the Nizik's, or Machlet the share to the Nizik, before this ultimatum, it's still the Mazik's shale. The Mazik sold it to a Lekeach. So it's a Lekeach shale. Till this ultimatum will come. Now, the Lekeach was chayrish with the shale. Now it comes, now the Baal HaShe'er says he's not up to paying. So we take away the shale from the Lekeach, but the Charisha that was done with this shale, he doesn't have to pay the Nizik for it. And he noisened the Charisha the Nizik because Bishasi was Charish, this was before the ultimatum. Before the ultimatum, it still was the shale of the Mazik, and the Mazik sold it to him. So he doesn't have to pay the Nizik. But let us just go a little further, which is Mavua later call like this, but let's just speak about it now. So this is according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva holds Huchlat Asher, so he sold stolen goods. He stole stolen goods. So then, according to Rabbi Kiva, Mochai Einei Mocha Afilu L'ridye. So l'cheire, that means as follows, that if the mazik sold the shoyer to the lekeach, which in reality belongs to the nizik, he sold him the nizik shoyer, and the lekeach was chayrish with the shoyer, so I have to pay the nizik. I mean, you were using my shoyer, and using my shoyer, so pay for the shoyer. That's the Mashmois from Rashi. According to Rabbi Yishmoel, that holds Yusha Masher, he doesn't have to pay for the Charisha. According to Rabbi Kiva, you'll have to pay for the Charisha. That's the Mashmois of Rashi. So this Rashi, the Rashba, the Goyim Tzechen to the Rashba is Chilik on Rashi. And the Rashba asks as follows. The halacha is, what is the din if a gazlan steals a shoyer, and he's chayrish with the shoyer, and then later he gives back the shoyer? Does he have to pay for the usage of the shoyer? He was chayrish 10 days with the shoyer, then after he was chayrish his field, then I hear the hero tshuva, no, it's really, it's not my shoyer. Fine, so he returned the shoyer. Does he have to pay for the usage of the shoyer? So there's a Gemara bite, he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay. A gazlan returns the shoyer, ve'yishev es hagzeila asher gozal, finished. He doesn't have to pay. No, garnish, but he doesn't have to pay. That's the halacha. We'll see the beer and the halacha soon, but that's the halacha. Zok the Rashba. So if a gazlan doesn't have to pay for the charisha, so haloikeach min a gazlan also doesn't have to pay for the Charisha. So what is Rashi saying? That according to Rabbi Shmuel, if he was Chayrish, he doesn't have to pay. I feel according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't have to pay. That's the Rashba's kasha on Rashi. This the Rashba asked this kasha on Rashi. Therefore, the Rashba says that the nafkamina is he allowed lechatchila to use the shoil? According to Rabbi Yishmael, if he sold it before, and we were talking before Bezin gave the ultimatum, so I'm allowed to sell it to you, you're allowed to buy it, unless Karov is any, no shayla whatsoever. Chaparayim before Bezin will give an ultimatum to him. Oh, but Kozman, there's no ultimatum, it's his shayl, and you can be chayrish with it. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you're allowed to be chayrish. Unless Karov is shayla, according to Rabbi Kiva, he sold me the shayl, which is, I'm allowed to be chayrish with the shayl, chas v'sholem. It's a gegazel to shayl. Not allowed to. But the Rashba asks on Rashi says, b'dievet, if does he have to pay for the Harisha, b'dievet have to pay for the Harisha, so that the Rashba says, I feel according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't have to pay for the Harisha. Because just like a gazel doesn't have to pay for the Harisha, so Memele, a lekech also doesn't have to pay for the Harisha. That's the Rashba's kash on Rashi. And let's just to mention Rabbi Chonam, in Baba Basra wants to say, what is the machlokes, the Rashba and Rashi? So he says, Amiradika machlokes. We mentioned this, and often the Gemara writes in a Geiselaitzim, that if someone steals a shoyer, and he's chayrish with it for 10 days, and he gives it back after 10 days, he doesn't have to pay for the chayrish. That's enough. The Heishiv is a Gzela Shagos. You just give back the Gzela, you don't have to pay for the usage. So what's that kipshat in this? It's a very modern halacha. I mean, I was using Gesher for 10 days, and I had no to pay for it. What is pshat in this? So there are two mahalchim how to understand this. That's what Rabbi Chonam wants to be mevayel. Rabbi Chonam wants to say the Rashba understood that a gazlan has certain kinyonim. You see, a gazlan has certain kinyonim. He's kind of bishinoy. There are certain kinyonim that a gazlan acquires besa, but it is, he's kind of bishinoy. This is one of the kinyone gzeile that a gazlan has. If he was mishtamish with it, he doesn't have to pay for the shimish. This is a kinyon gzeile that the gazlan possesses. So memele, so the Rashba est amirdike kasha. So a lekeach min a gazlan is like a gazlan. So if the gazlan has a bailus that he can use it without paying for it, he doesn't have to pay for the usage. So the lekeach also doesn't have to pay for the usage. This is from the kinyon gzeile. So I feel according to Rabbi Kiva, he won't have to pay. This was the Rashba's kasha. Rashi, Rabbi Chonam said, held that no, this is not from the Kinyon Gzeila. No, there's a Gzeila Sakosa. If you make the Hashove patters you from all other Chiyuvi Tashlumin. That means, theoretically, you're a Gazlan, you're using it, you owe him money for every day of usage. But the Torah said, if you give back the Gzeila, so the Hashove patters you from these chiyum. This is a din in the gazlan. The lekech mi a gazlan doesn't have this deris of kosov that the hashava will patter. So therefore the lekech mi a gazlan would have to pay. So that's why Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you won't have to pay because it still belongs to the mazik. Shim choresh by lekech ain't a nice and meyach harishal in this. Fine. So what did we learn till now? We learned till now that Be'emison, the Nizik, Kozman, it wasn't Husham Be'bezin, so it still belongs to the Mazik. The Mazik can sell it. And Kozman, Be'zin didn't give him this ultimatum of either pay or he takes the shoyo, so it's sold. The vial, it's sold. So it's negeya, the charisha. If he was chayrish, it's the vial, he's chayrish, the shoyer of the mazik. The minute he gets this ultimatum and he's not up to paying, it's ene mocha. Then the mechira is nivsak. Now it's not yours anymore to sell. So the mechira is only till this ultimatum. It's negeya charisha. Fragt die Gemorre, Now, a new problem. So you're telling me, Amor Dika Chiddush, that the Mazik sold a shoyer, which there's a shibud on the shoyer, there's a shibud on the shoyer, and even though it was sold already, the nizik can be given from the lekeach. So the Gemara asks, Shema mino, lovo, a person borrowed money, umochal metaltalim, and he sold metaltalim, bezdin goiven loy mehem, so bezdin will be goiven from the lekuches, the metaltalim, amir de kizach. Let's see what Rashi says. Shma mino bitmiye va metaltalim lav midi dekoi be'eni. Metaltalim are not a commodity which remains be'en. V'lei samich malve alayu. The malve never relied on the metaltalim. V'amai tofinu lo melekeach. So why are you toirif the metaltalim from the lekeach? Now I'd like to just mention a lotion of Rashi in Bab Metzia Daf Samach Zainam at Beis. Rashi Daf Samach Zainam at Beis says as follows. Karkois mishtabdi. A karka is mishubit. Umechayev midin orev. We had mentioned before this Rashi that you have a schus to be goive from the karka because the karka was an orev on the choyt. The nechsayu the inish. The nechosim of a person, the chi ois fayu, when he lent him money, alayu somach. He relied on the karke, so the karke is guaranteeing the piroyin achoy. So therefore, if he doesn't pay up, you go to the orif. So trashi avol metaltali, the metaltalim that the loive possessed, bishasavo, afilu din orif lek. It is no din orif a metaltali. The lav olayu samach malve. The malve never relied on the metaltalim. Hoyel ubiyode latznien ola abdon. What do you mean? Who is he relying on? The metaltalim that the loive possessed, that the loive can hide it, the loive can get rid of it. So what's there to rely on? You can't rely on anything. So memelis, so since he did not rely on the metaltalim, so there's no shibud on the metaltalim. That means the din shibud is apoyel yoytze from that he relied on it. So then it became an olive. So therefore he has a shibud on it. But if he doesn't rely on it, so there's no shibud, so there's no shibud. The shibud is totally because he relied on it. So this is our Rashi over here. Bitmiye. V'metaltalim lav midi dekoi bein. It's not something that is secure. V'loi samich malva alayu. The malva never relies on metaltalim. So why are you going with the metaltum from the lekeach? He says, mochay ain't mochel. The minute Bezdin passed, he doesn't want to pay, you go with the shoyer. He never relied on the shoyer. He knew that the mazik could get rid of the shoyer. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, shani hosam the chamando so apoitekidomi. Zogt Rashi, a poitri is three words, poite heikoi, that this shoyer is oimed, that the choyv should be nigve from this shoyer. So what does Rashi say? Achmone shavye, or others are going to shibde, le migve mahai shoyer. So Rashi is saying as follows. There's two types of shibudim. There's a shibud that originates because it's another, because he relied on that. That's how the shibud comes about. The shibud is a poil yoytze because the malva relied on it. If that's the source of the shibud, so then there's a difference between kalke and metaltalim. Kalke relied on, became a shibud. Metaltalim, he did not rely, never became a shibud. But here the Torah was mishabed, not because the Torah was meshabed this shoyer, and the Torah said, if it will not be paid up, he gets the shoyer. So finish. So Mameli can't ask from every alvo. That's true, he has the right to mon money from him, and he can be solid mezuzi. But the minute he says, I'm not paying, So, points of the gvias from the shell. Rachman is avile migvei mahayshel. Where it says in the Pasuk, perhaps loy, we learned yesterday, yosalei migufay mishalem, maybe that's migufay mishalem, we had such a drash. So you're going from the gufa shell. I have a schus to be going from the gufa shell. Als a poitiki. I have a schus to be goiva als the piroi nachoiv. I have a schus to be goiva from the guf Hashem. So me meile, I have this schus. I feel it was sold, but the mechire has only a kiyum as much as it's mine. It's mine, calls man. Besen doesn't pass, you have to be goiva from the share. The minute besen can pass, you have to be goiva from the share. So me meile, he has a right to take the share. Fine. Fragt sich immer another Kasche. Wo Oma Rove, a new Kasche. Fine. So I understand the mechanics. Here the Teure was mishabited. It's an apoiteki. And that's why even though the Mazik sold it before Bezdin was Machlo Tesher, but the minute Bezdin was Machlo Tesher, so you can take it away from the Lekuchas. But the Gmeyes now, there's a new problem. There's a takonis ha Lekuchas. Chazal, in order to ensure the economy, Chazal said that if you sell metaltalim, to lekuchis, you can't mon from the lekuchis, even though me'ikar adin, there is a shibud, but since the lekuchis are unaware that there's a shibud on the metaltalim, so if you're able to mon from the lekuchis, the economy will go down the drain, so there's a takonis al lekuchis, you don't mon from lekuchis metaltalim that they purchased. So this is the Gemara's next kasha. In fact, the Gemara, if a person made his eved an apoitiki, and that he was mishabit his eved, that if I don't pay you up, the eved will be yours. From the lekuchis. But if he made a sheir an apoitiki yomochoi, ein bal choiv goive menu. You cannot mon, there's a takonis lekuchis. So now, how can you tell me mocha yene mocha is a takonis lekuches? So the Gemara says, no. Eved my time. What's the difference between an eved and a sheir? Mishum de isle kola. You make an eved that if you made an eved in a poitiki, so it's a dobra amafulsim. So the lekuches are aware of this. That this Eved is an apoitiki, so who told you to buy the Eved? You bought the Eved on your own risk. So therefore, if it is an apoitiki, I can be goyva from the lekuches, and you shouldn't have bought it since you were aware it was an apoitiki. Is hainami kiven de nogach kole islay. A shayr that was negeach, it's also a davar mefusim, it's also a kol. People know this shayr killed another shayr. The Ture Nakhone Korilem. So here there's no Takonis Lekuches. There's no Takonis for the Lekuches. You knew about it. This was a girl, this share was a share negeir. Ture Nakhone Korilem. So Memele, so everything fits into place. So that means, so Mocha Yeni Mocha, when Bezen will be Machlet, that the Nizik should be Goyva from the share, so we take it away from you. There's a shibud on it, the Teire Shibde Beferish, and there's no tain of Tachonis Lekuches. You were aware that this was an apoitiki. So that's pshat. Mocha yeinei mocha. Zot Rashi, ein balchoiv goi vemeno, vohoch yemai govi loy milekeach, vishani eva taima mai govi milekeach, vishum disloy kolo le shibude, kishovi apoitiki. If you made an apoitiki, there's a girl. So Mamele, here there's also a call. Tony Rav Tachlifo Bar Marove Kamei de Rabbi Yabo. Rav Tachlifo came from Eretz Yisrael, said over Baraise to Rabbabo. And the Baraise it said as follows, Mochoi Einoi Mochol. Higdishoi Mugdish. And so somehow the Baraisa is differentiated between Mechire and Hegdish. which is very, very difficult to understand. But first of all, we have to figure out what the Baraisa is telling us, and then we can figure out the reason for the Chalukim. So the Gemara says, Mochoi man, who sold it? Mochoi eine mochoi. Ilema mazik mochoi, if you'll say the mazik sold it. Money Rabbi Kiva. So it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. Huchlat asher. So my male of the shir belongs to the nizik, so you can sell. It's not any mocha afilu l'ridi, it's any mocha period. Moni Rabbi Kivi, the oma huchlat asher. So the mazik can't sell it. Vekdei shei mugdish, now you said, we're talking about the mazik sold it, it's not mocha. Vekdei shei mugdish, so if the mazik was magdish it also, it the hegdish shouldn't be chal. Osoin l'Rabbi Yishmoel, doma Yushem Asher bebezn. So that's going according to Rabbi Yishmoel. That's a very modern Baraisa. The Baraisa differentiating between Mechir and Hegdish, it's not, there's no difference. It's going, this is what the Bekivot is Rabbi Yishmoel holds. So that, zich is not pshat in the Baraisa. Hello. Nizik. It's going about that the Nizik, it was talking about the Nizik. Mochoi einei mocha, money Rabbi Yishmoel. That's very good. The Nizik cannot sell it because it belongs to the Mazik before Bezdin was machlated to the Nizik. Money, Rabbi Shmuel, Igdisha Mugdish, it's Mugdish, also Rabbi Kiva, so that also, I mean, so it's Tagdachnitz, again, it's not a difference between Hegdish and Mecher, it's a difference, it's going with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, Lo'ilam Mazik. We're speaking about that the Mazik sold it, the Mazik was Magdishim. V'divrei Haku. Mocha yeni mocha afilo Rabbi Yishmoel, the Mishabed Leila Nizik. So mocha yeni mocha means after Bezen was machleted to the Nizik, so the Mechire is bottle mikano lahabe. Mocha yene mocha, afilo Rabbi Shmuel. That means it's not mocha lachalutin. When Bezen was machleted to the Nizik, so you take it away from the Lukuchis. So Mishabed Leila Nizik. Ikdishoi Mugdish. But if the Mazik was Magdish the Shoyer, it's Hegdish. Now that doesn't make sense. How could the Mazik be Magdish the Shoyer? If you have Tuchlat Asher, so it belongs to the Nizik already. Mishum de Rababo, not that it's really Hegdish, but we have to use the formalities ke'ilu it was Hegdish. Amar Rababo, gzeire shem yoymru Hegdish yoytzei b'loy pidyim. That means, since the shoyer belonged to the mazik, and the mazik was magdishit, so a lamdin will understand the hegdish wasn't chal, because huchlat asher, and memele, it really doesn't belong to hegdish, and the reality, the nizik can come to the gizbo and say, give it back to me. But there are not too many lamdim around, there are a lot of people who are not lamdim, and they'll see a very strange phenomenon. The mazik was magdish to shayr, and then all of a sudden it's by the gizbar, and then all of a sudden this nizik comes and takes it away, garnish mit garnish. It makes a mirror the kereshim. So therefore Rabbi Bo said that if the mazik was magdish to shayr, since it was his till the hezik, so you need a formality to be poide the shayr from the gizbar. What's the formality? You give him a pruta, hegdish of a mona, for the shechilai shav a pruta is also mechulelis. So you need a formality of pidyon. So hegdish a mugdish, that you need a formality of pidyon in order to take it away from the gizbo, in order to take it away from hegdish. Let us see Rashi. Ba'am arove me eretz Yisrael have. Mochoi einei mocho. Kosal kedaitoch. Afilu l'ridye. It's not mocha afilu l'ridye. So the Gemara asked, according to who? According to Rabbi Shmuel, why is it Leinei Mocho? If the Mazik sold it. This would be according to Rabbi Kiva. Loilo Mazik. Umoch Einei Mocho Legufe Koma. It's not sold Lechalutin. That means after Bezin was machleted to the Nizik, you take it away from the Lekeich. The Hodegovile. Vafilu Le Rabbi Shmuel. Mugdish, lav kodesh mamish, doesn't mean that it's in reality it's kodesh. Elalita in dovo muet bepidjoini. Kidrabi abod, omo mseches elchin, kabi magdish nechosov, vohoisa olov ksubes isha ubal choiv. A person was magdish his nechosov, there was a shibud on his nechosov, a previous shibud. Tony Hossam, so in reality, the Baal Choyv should go to Hegdish and take it away from Hegdish. Like every Baal Choyv goes to Alakuchis and takes it away from the Lekech. He doesn't need to give the Lekech anything to take it away. I have a Shibud on it. Tony Hossam, the Yov Le Hegdish Midi Pulte. You go and give Hegdish a Kleinekite, the Govi Baal Choyv Delay. Then you gave it, that it should look like there was a formality of pidyon. V'omar Rabbi Abbo, t'hod aboy le'meisev le'hegdish midi, mishum gzeire. Shema yoimru hegdish gomo yoytze l'chulen b'loy pidyon. So hegdeshoi hegdish, so that's the maskonis ha'gmore. Mochoi Mochoi, Mocho, Mochi Eini Mocho means that when Bezin is machleted, you can take it away from the Lekeach, and Egdei Shein Mugdish, you cannot take it away without making a formality of a Maisepidi. Tono Rabono, Zukta Gemora Weiter, Shoir Tam Shehizik. Now, we'll see, this Baraisa is speaking about according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's one thing we have to know. Then there are certain halachas we won't understand right away. Tana Rabbana, Sheir Tam Shehizik, Ad Shaloi Omad Bedin, before Hamoda Bedin, Mochai Mocho, it's Mocho, before Hamoda Bedin, the Mazik sold it, it's Mochi Mocha. Hekdesh and Mugdesh. Shachtoi, what if the Mazik shechted it? Vinosnoi b'matone, Masha Osi Osi. It's done. Misha Omad Bedin, after Hamoda Bedin, Mochoi Einai Mocha, Hekdeshoi Einai Mugdesh, Shachtai v'nosni b'matone le'osa v'le'iklo. Now let us see Rashi. Moche moche kula hach b'raisim b'forish le'kamon. Misha omad b'din. Now this is a moiridike Rashi. Nishtabed gufoi l'nizik v'shaloihu. So who's the gufoi and who's the shaloi? L'cheir, it's going on the shir. I saw this in a teresh mul, and this is l'cheir like the Ravid we mentioned at the beginning of this year. The Ravid says that by Amoda Bedin, we tell, by the way, the mazik, either give money or, now we're going to start looking how to get paid. Or the shir belongs, that's the apaitekisha boy. That means if you're not up to paying now by a Amoda Bedin, we take away the share. Nishtabed, that's the nishtabed gufoi lenizik, that if you don't pay right away, vishaloyu. That means it doesn't, this is different than all other shibudin. That means you have a chance either pay or he's gaiva from the gufa share. So memeil is up to raivit. Mishamad b'din mochoi einei mocho. That means it's not mocho l'ridye also. So the, because that's the taisha mochoi mocho means l'ridye, by, if the mazik sold it. So the Ravid says, because there's no time to be chayrish with it. Other. You're giving the money, give the money. You don't give the money, don't sell. Benkach. Let me sell it, it'll be chayrish. No, there's no time for such a thing. Bishas after Amoda Bedin, either you give money or automatically we give it to the Nizik. So it's, you see, there's no time to sell it, l'ridye. That's a taich moche, yein a moche. Tafilo l'ridye. Kus v'shalayu. Higdisha yein a mugdish. If the mazik was magdishit after Amoda Bedin, tafilo midi lo yoyim l'hagdish. You don't have to give anything to hagdish because after this, it's not his anymore. There's Amoda Bedin, you're not paying up, so it's the Nizik's finished. There was already a transferal, there was a Psak Din, it belongs to the Nizik if you're not paying up. So now the Mazik will be Magdish, so you're Magdish to Brook and Briz. I mean, here everyone knows already that it's not yours. That we had before, according to Rabbi Kiva, if the Mazik was Magdish. So who knows? Huchlat Asher, it belongs to him. It's not so mefusim. So there we say, I feel according to Rabbi Kiva, if the mazik was magdish, it was his, and who knows that it still depends, but Adam have to come to Bezin. So there, it's not mefusim yet that it belongs to the nizik, so there you have to be paided. If igdishay mazik, I feel according to Rabbi Kiva. She need Rabbi Boz, then you have to be paided. But after Hamode Bedin, according to Rabbi Shmuel and Bezin, and according to Rabbi Kiva Vade, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, that after Hamode Bedin, the Mazik is Magdishit. So you're Magdish Yenem Shel. So the Hagdish is not Chal, and everyone will understand this. And there's no need even to go through a ceremony of Pidyon. That is what the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says so far. Now, Mishamad din mochai, einei mocha. Higdishai, einei mokdish. Shachtai v'nosne b'matone loy osa v'loy klum. This we'll see later what this means. Kodmu balei choyves v'higviyai. What is if balei choyves came? They were goyve the shir, bein chavat shaloi hizik, bein hizik at shaloi chav, loy osu v'loy klum. Their gviya is also worthless. And this Rashi says, Kodme bale choyves meforish taima lekama. Now, further. Oh, it says why? Loyoso kumfisha mishtalam ala migufoy. Because share time pays migufoy, so memele, so the bale choyves don't have a schus gviya. Muet shehizik, a muet that was mazik, Bein she'omad bedin, bein she'loi omad bedin, there was amod bedin, there wasn't amod bedin. And the mazik sold the she'er. It's b'chol ha'kovet. Mochay, mochol, it sold. Amud? What does the she'er have a sheiches? With the chiyev tashlumim by mud is on the balach she'er. The she'er is not at all involved in the soul. Procedure over here. The Nizik doesn't have any schusim in the share by a mood. So, muet shizik, bein she'omad bedin, bein she'loi omad bedin, mochay, mochel, the mazik sold it, it sold. Higdishay, mugdish, shochtay, v'nosnay b'matone, masha osu osu. If he shechted and he gave him a tone, masha osu osu, this we'll see soon what this means. Kodmai balei chayves v'higviyo, if the balei chayves were goyve, the sher hamud, bein chav ad shaloi hizik, bein hizik ad shaloi chav, masha osi osi, lefi shein mishtalim elam in aliyim, so memele, this is, so the balei chayves can be goyve the sher. Omar, now we're going to start explaining this paraisa. Kaidema, we're learning according to Rabbi Shmuel. We're explaining the paraisa. Omar ma. Mochoi, Mocher, Lechidje. We're speaking about that the Mazik is going to occur in Rabbi Shmuel. Mocher, Mochoi, the Mazik sold the Sheir before Amoda Bedin. Mocher, Lechidje. So the Lekeach calls Man Bezin is not Machlet the Sheir. So the Lekeach can, the Lekeach can be Chayrish, Aparain be Chayrish till Till there'll be machletisha, igdishai mugdish, mishum darababo. Igdishai mugdish means that even though he comes after the Amoda Bedin, the Hegdish was before, but it was Magdish before, and then the Amoda Bedin came about, and now the Nizik is coming to Hegdish, so meikaradin, the Nizik can take it away now from Hegdish, but mishum darababo, since the Hegdish was Bishaita, it was a Hegdish, till Bezin was machleted. So Memele, Mishim Darababo, you have to make a ceremonial pidyon. Shachtoi v'nosnei b'matonet. Now, again, we're talking about before Hamoda Bedin, ma she'osu osu. It's over and done with, finished, ma she'osu osu. So this is already a big problem. So the Moses is like this. Bishloimen nosnei b'matonim. If the Mazik gave the Shoyer b'matonim before Amod Bedin, Masha osu osu l'ridye. That's very good. So that means, just like I said, Moche, Moche l'ridye, that means it was sold before Amod Bedin. So the Mechire helps, calls man, he's not gave it. So it's sold. So if the So the Lekeach is permitted to be Chayrish with it. He doesn't have to pay for the Chayrish. So that's Masha Osi Osi. Like Masha Mochi Mochi, Masha Osi Osi. That's the same thing. Till the Amod Bedin. He can sell it. It's his. El Shachtoi, he shechted it. He shechted the Shoyer. So the Gemara understood, what does that mean, Masha Osi Osi? Finished. He shechted it. The Nizik is in hot water. It's geschachten already. In fact, the Gemara, I don't understand. What? Leisei v'lishtalim mi bisrei. I don't understand. There's a din of huchla tasher. The din of huchla tasher is not only if the sher is Allah. Not, I follow Yushama sher. But if it comes to Bezdin and it's an apaitiki and then he doesn't pay, so Bezdin gives the sher to the Nizik. So what happened? So this Mazik went and shechted it. So finished? So it's geschachten. So give the Shoyer, the geschachten the Shoyer, to the Nizik. I mean, that's an apoitiki. I have a right to be going from the Shoyer a Mazik. If we'll be alive, I'll take a live Shoyer. You shechted it, so take it. It's os, Masha, Osi, Osi. It's over and done with. Goodbye. And then the Nizik is over dates. El Shachtei. He's still around. This is Meshubit to me. The Sanya, we learned, Mocha Sher Achai, Ainli Alachai, Shochte Minayim, Tam Lema Mocha Sher Sher Mikol Mocha. Aber Bekitzu, so it seems from this Pasik, we learn out that the Nizik has a Schus in a Geshochte Sher also. Omar Rav Shizvi, Loi nitzlcho elo lepchas shchite. So Rav Shizvi says, no, you're not learning good pshat in the Beraisa. The Beraisa means as follows. The shoyer was worth $100. The hezek was $100. So if this mazik would not have geshochten the shoyer, so finished. So it says, it comes amod bedin, and so now you don't pay, so the Nizik will take the share. Finished. After Mother Nizik will take the share. Now the Mazik went and shechted the share. Now I got news for you. A geshachten share is not worth $100, it's worth $90. It's worth $90 a geshachten share. So Memele, so Masha Osi Osi means the Mazik did something. He whittled down $10 from what the Nizik is supposed to get. And it's finished. Nothing got to do about it. I'm not paying. Here's the shoyer. And the Nizik says, it's only $90.
Well, this share is only worth $90. The Gubri Mishalem, it's an apoteke. Here's your share. Take it. It's worth $90. Take your $90. Shemat, so the Chiddush of Masha also, also is, so now let the Mazik go and take a good lawyer, and let the Nizik take a good lawyer, and mom from the Mazik, and Shuldik, it's worth $90. It's worth $90 because you shechted it, so you pay me the extra $10. You're Mazik. No. He can't mom from the Mazik, and he ends up with $90 for the Hezik, Nisfafala. Yeah. Amar Rav Shizvi, by Nitzacho Elo Lepchas Shchite. That is the Chiddush of the Baraisa. That if the Mazik shechted the Shoyer, and now there was, and now there's Hamod Bedin, he shechted it before, and now there's Hamod Bedin, so the Pchas that the Mazik created, Zmash Osi Osi, the Nizik loses from this. These $10 the Nizik will not be able to get back. That's the Chiddush of the Baraisa. Omar Ravuna Bereide Rabbi Yeshua. Ravuna Bereide Rabbi Yeshua said, Zoi Sei Meres, Amazik Shibudai Shal Chaveroi Poto. So this Baraisa, I learned that a Chiddush. He says, L'chayre, between you and me, this mazik who shechted the share is a mazik. He's a bala mazik, and he's a mazik also. He shechted the share. So, but since when he shechted it, it didn't belong to the nizik as yet, it was meshubit to, that means if he won't pay up the money, it's meshubit that the nizik will be goyver from the share. So I'm mazik something that is meshubit to become yours. It's not yours yet. It's meshubit to become yours. In Hilchis Tashlumi mazik, a mazik is only mechuyev of a mazik yours. But if I mazik something that's meshubit to become yours, I'm not mechuyev to pay. That's the Chiddush of the Baraisa. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Nosnoi b'matonim ha-shosi osil ridik mechir el shochtoi kasal kedaitech ma'asha osi also osi lafkuyi mi nizik koma, that the nizik cannot mon anymore. It's a dosim like a lamei malaridye. So he can't even mon the meat. Nosnei b'matan, he can't mon the meat. So the Gemara says, why can't he mon the meat? The Gemara says, lepchash shchite. Ma shenifchesu domov b'shchitosoy ein amazik mishalem. The mazik will not have to pay this hefsid in the shavius of the behemoth. In the shibudei shel chaveiroi, karka ha-mishubedes le-chaveiroi, so a mazik shibudei shel chaveiroi, potom mi-le-shalom.